reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Doing the Favorite Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. With me, as always, he's the sexual, intellectual, double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army, and the man has been practicing social distancing his whole life, my man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, brother?
Doing well, as you can probably tell, and as our listeners have saw on Twitter, I've taken my cooking skills to another level, making tremendous goodies for everyone to enjoy.
That is not fantastic. We scoffed at those eggs and cheese mess in my household. Rachel's very concerned for you and your cholesterol levels. Sammy Evans is encouraging the behavior by starting the cholesterol click. So yeah, it's getting out of control, man. So congratulations, that's great.
We've got to take our mind off of things, you know.
Right. We're gonna touch on it real quick. We all know the coronavirus is going on right now, the pandemic. My state is on lockdown. If your state's not, it probably will be. So our show is gonna have a little different feel to it than what it normally does. We're real big on going out in the world and promoting hashtag legwork and doing that. And right now, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to discourage that. Don't go out in the world. Stay home. We all know that you have to go to Walmart for necessities. Let's not go to multiple Walmarts. Let's not go every day. You know, right now, it's just the world that we live in, and this time will pass, but the more we stay home, the sooner it will pass. So our show, all our legwork today is basically going to come from online. So I know that Barry works a job where he has to go out to the world. We both work in healthcare. We take care of people. So we're still in work. We're not quarantined. I was last week. Everything was all good with Lily's daycare worker. So I'm back at it. I did have to go to Walmart one time, but I was in and out, man. I'm not trying to go out in the world and be around a lot of people right now. I'm trying to do my part with social distancing and stuff. So you guys are going to see the hashtag legwork to us. That's all encompassing. That can be online. You know, that can be the mail, whatever. So, you know, people selling things from their personal collection. Now's a good time to go on eBay, Mercari, trade with people online, things like that. So we don't want to send any kind of mixed messages here. We just want to get that off the top of the rip that, you know, it's everyone be safe. We want everybody to be healthy. And on the other side of this, man, we can do all the legwork in the world, you know, but let's get to the other side of this first. So I don't want any confusion on that. So Barry, I'm going to go into shout-outs, and then we will announce our giveaway winner, man. So my shout-outs real quick are I have Rustling Toy Tracker. We all know they added Bendems. They got Galoobs. They got Hasbros. They got Retros. They got LJNs. Check them out, man. It's a really valuable tool to have, especially on your online shopping, right? So if you're going to Mercari or, you know, eBay, obviously, you know, it's at least a reference point to know how much you're going to spend. Obviously, a lot of people are out of work right now, too. So spending wisely or not spending at all might be the move right now. You know, maybe trades is the move. So I'm not, you know, everyone be careful with your dollars. Careful with your chicken, right, Barry?
Absolutely.
Careful with your chicken, man. So we're going to run more giveaways to just try to, you know, add some spice to the community, something people can look forward to, and also adds to conversations and comments below those giveaways. So be on the lookout for that. And Rustling Toy Tracker is a good resource for your online shopping. Fully Posable, Jeff and Scott. I'm going to listen to their show tonight. I'm sure that Jeff made a beautiful shout out to me, as he should. And I want to thank Jeff before I even listen to it, knowing that he said something beautiful. He actually blessed me this week. I'm going to get into that, into my online legwork segment, or just my friend legwork, whatever you want to call it. But shout out to Jeff over there, man. I'm a big fan of yours, brother. And you're an inspiration to me every week.
It's disgusting.
Breaker and Bane Power Hour, big fans of them. Big _ Bane, super talented dude, man. Putting up beats on Twitter right now. Really fun for me to hear. I love commenting on that and liking it. I love interacting with Jared. And also Brian Breaker, as disrespectful as he is to Bill Benis. I'm gonna let that slide because he came on last week for a Superstars watch along from August 29th, 1992, off the top of my head, and yeah. It was really fun, man. Somebody that worked in the business, that worked matches and traveled around and been in NXT, it was great to hear his perspective on things. So go back and listen to that episode. Also, the Ohio players, there's a lot of you guys in name, man. I'm gonna talk about Drew Venzel here in a moment, but all you Ohio players, man, love all y'all. Really appreciate you. Anthony Greco, you're going to come up next week and legwork, homie. I really, really appreciate you. And Dobro. Dobro's been doing a lot of videos, man, a lot of live videos. I really appreciate him. I love interacting with him. It's a way for me to talk to Dobro. It's inspired me to do more live videos. So positive message. And if you don't like Dobro, you can go fuck yourself. How's that? I'll say that right now. You got an issue with Dobro, 1,000% go fuck yourself.
My goodness.
Well, I mean, do you feel differently?
No, but we're spreading positivity here, not fuck offs.
All right, brother, go ahead with your shout-outs.
Well, let's start out with the new legwork MVP, Sith Lord Sammy.
Legwork MVP status.
You know, he's absolutely just crushing it here these last few weeks. He's very humble about it as well. He's not like Mike from Buffalo who brags and talks about all the Titan of targets and the Walmart wonders, and you know, he's out here stalking these women in the parking lots. Sammy doesn't do any of that. You know, he goes in, he gets it done, and helps the community. Hova, I mean, this dude's out here just, you know, putting it down. He's getting in the lives, being very interactive here lately. So shout out to Hova. And I guess
the Tinder champion of Buffalo, by the way. I'm sorry. The Tinder MVP of Buffalo.
Absolutely. And I think, what is he? He's on Grindr too.
He said he was the Grindr champion too. Hey, power to you, brother. Dominate all platforms.
I was going to say, slang that fucking Peter to these women in Buffalo.
Well, Grindr's something different.
I don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you about it after the show.
Sounds good. We might as well give Mike from Buffalo, GBM, very lackluster performance these last few weeks. I don't know if he's retired. Somebody was mentioning retirement. I think it was Bill Benis.
He's you know what? I'll shout out to Mike in all seriousness. He's taking his quarantine seriously.
Well, and that's good. But I, you know, he's been a little mouthy towards a veteran like Bill Benis.
That I don't appreciate.
Right. If we ever catch GBM wandering a parking lot or anything like that, he could get a flying hammerlock. I'm just telling him now. And Bill Benis has been giving me Skype video tutorials. You know, for a nominal fee, of course. Bill doesn't do the shit for free.
Well, he has a value to what he does.
Right. And that's like, I mean, hell, that's like getting basketball tips from Jordan. So, I mean, I take that very seriously. Like you mentioned earlier, Breaker and Bane, two awesome dudes. And shout out to Scott at Fully Posable. Always got my back. Always... You know, runs a good show over there. You know, listen, they've asked me for years why Scott is the bigger of the two. Because he's got to carry Jeff's ass through how 300 shows or something like that? Is that how many?
200.
Whatever. I mean, he's carried him for years since they were children, you know? So, shout out to Scott over at Fully Posable. Jeff, I have not received anything from you. Thank God. Scott, I did get your Jell-O pudding cups and your ice cream bars. Thank you.
So, what you got for shout outs? Is that it?
I suppose. Well, wait a second. Fuck.
I was going to say.
You know, the sweatpants mafia. The man that wears the willow mask. I don't know if you saw those pictures.
I've seen them.
I mean, he's out there. I thought it was Jeff Hardy at first. The body was similar, the mask, everything. But the DTF security force, Mike the Cleaner. Shout out, brother.
You ready to announce the giveaway? The winner of the Drew Venzel giveaway?
Go ahead.
All right. So Drew was nice enough to donate to the cause. We really appreciate it. It couldn't come at a better time with all this coronavirus pandemic shit that people aren't getting get out. They can still enter for free to win a figure. This week we have the Classic Superstars, Jerry the King Lawler autographed. Put it through the randomizer. We've never had one of our friends win a contest. And there's always people like you kind of root for, but never had one win. This time we finally did, and I am very happy to announce. And he's gonna lose his shit. At Wendog27, Jobbing with Josh. Now it's called Josh Shoulders to the Matt Wennis. Won the Jerry the King Lawler. Josh, when you listen to this, whether it be tonight, tomorrow, I'm sure you'll listen to it soon because you always do and you hit me up. Hit me up, man. We'll get this out to you. Congratulations, buddy. And Barry, why don't you go ahead and announce the next giveaway?
Absolutely. I just actually received the second half from an awesome, awesome dude. They're in New York, actually. Derek in the at Epic Nut Roll. He sent me Billy Kay. And so, therefore, we're going to do an Iconics giveaway for both. We're doing Peyton and Billy Kay. So
that's fantastic. So I'll make the tweet tomorrow. What we'll do, no, I'm sorry. Don't worry about the like. Retweet, follow, and drop a GIF, picture, comment, whatever, of your favorite tag team. That's it.
I would settle for a Peyton Royce dance GIF. That's bonus points, though. Go ahead.
Not a lot for news this week. You got to figure that with everything that's popping off right now in the world. Super 7 New Japan figures are up for pre-order on Ringside Collectibles. And obviously, I think they're having some issues shipping stuff out. I'm not for sure. But I will tell you, you can buy all four. That's Ishii, Okada, Tanahashi, and Ospreay. Buy all four for $175 or $45 each. So if you buy them all four, you get a big whopping $5 break.
Huge.
So, Barry, you gonna get any of those?
I love the Okada. I may have Mike the Cleaner order one just so they can refund his money to him.
That's the funniest shit ever.
And then I will say I at least tried. But yeah, if somebody gets a mint one, I'll be in the game. I'll be in the game for an Okada.
Yeah, I think that's man, I tell you what, that Ospreay one looks amazing too.
Yeah, that one's cool.
I'm an Ospreay fan, so to me, I gotta have the Will Ospreay. Also, we have hitting Walmarts and don't run to the store and get them. But if you have to go get essentials at Walmart for whatever reason, don't go every day. Don't go to multiple Walmarts. Again, I'm gonna discourage that. I don't want there to be any confusion. We have, let me go ahead and pull it up here. The Funko displays are hitting Walmart, so you can get the shirt, the Funko shirt in the box that really, if you open up the box and turn it over, can become a ring. It's a WrestleMania 3 all black, yellow lettering, or yellow print, I'm sorry, on front. Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant, WrestleMania 3. You can get the lunchbox. The shirt's $15. You can get pins. There's four WrestleMania 3 pins. You got Hogan, Andre, Macho, and Steamboat. The pins are $8. The lunchbox, which I didn't know this, has Harley on the side.
That's cool.
The lunchbox is $10. You can get the Andre Funko Pop. That's $17. And it was Rad Chad said that the Hogan Walmart exclusive Funko is ringing up for $5.
That's sweet.
Maybe that was a glitch at his Walmart. I'm not sure, but. So those are out there. I'm going to go ahead and I will retweet. Later on after the show, I'll retweet the bookmark tweet that I have that has SKUs and UPCs for everything I just named, minus the Hogan Funko. So you got the shirts, the pins, the lunchbox, the Andre. Yeah, it's this Ox at Ox Sawyer made the tweet. I don't know if he was the first one, but he's the one that put it in a tweet so you can copy and paste it to Brickseek. amazing. I have it and bookmark it whenever I retweet it. It's amazing. Shout out to Ox for doing that. Really, really, really appreciate it. All right, now we're going to get to our little kind of different legwork segment. It's probably going to be different for the time being, man, until all this shit passes over. So, again, I can't say it's enough. Don't go out to the stores if you don't have to. Okay? Stay home, please. I don't want any mixed messages because our thing's always been legwork. And now the universe isn't letting us do that. So, but it's okay. And stay home. Enjoy the collections you have. Get into figure photography if you're quarantined. I love seeing that stuff. Trades is always, always good, you know? So, but again, limit your time out in the world if at all possible. If you're able to stay home, stay home. I got in the mail from at Sith Lord Sammy, Sammy Evans, the new legwork MVP. He sent me the Rocky Maivia, the Rock exclusive WWE Elite flashback. It's amazing. It's when he made his debut at Survivor Series 96. Sammy, he got a bundle, gave me a good deal. I really, really appreciate that. Barry, your thoughts on the Rocky Maivia exclusive?
I like that figure. I always thought it was really cool. It's got the, you know, it's got that Survivor Series 96 gear, you know, with a funky. He had the curly hair and, you know, dumped a gallon of water and everything on it and made it look real funky. I like the figure, though. It's real cool. The Blue Chipper, as JR called it.
Mm-hmm. Really excited. If you guys saw my live unboxing, again, if I get mail pretty much right now, I'm not saying everyone send me shit. I'm not pandering for nothing. You know what I mean? But it's fun for me and Rachel. Really, I think it's more fun for Rachel right now to do these live unboxings.
And she's over.
She is definitely over, man.
Rachel's over.
I tell you what, these people get in the comments, dude, and they talk to her more than they talk to me. GBM even had the audacity to say Rachel over Eric, which is probably true, and I'll allow it.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's from GBM, and just his slander of Bill Venus makes me feel like he's a smug prick.
Heel brother Mike.
Yeah, that's exactly. Bill hit it right on the head there.
Sammy, also, now I paid for the Rocky Maivia. You know, Sammy, he's got to put some more blessings in there, right? Sent me the Hall of Fame Eddie Guerrero Latino with a Latino Heat shirt, roses with it. A dope, dope, dope figure. I even had a conversation with Chris Rucker of Boot to the Face about the Hall of Fame figures and the Hall of Champions and how much we miss them. And, you know, it's cool the Legends figures are coming back, but that was the Hall of Fame and Hall of Champions is always one of my favorite lines. It's really, really cool. So, really, and he sent it to me loose. I really appreciate that because I am starting to build a little bit of a loose collection. That's one thing about the quarantine, Barry, is when I was quarantined up last week, it was so hard for me not to sit there and just bust open figures.
You have no idea how many times I've been on eBay and Mercury and all that stuff. It's bad. Like, I've contemplated starting a Classic Superstars collection, a Legends collection. Like, it's going to be bad if this goes a while because, yeah.
The thing is, me and Barry are still working.
And I have nowhere to spend
nowhere to spend the money.
Like, I'm nowhere.
And I'm not laughing. People that I have friends that are struggling right now, my restaurant worker friends, a lot of people that listen to us, unfortunate situation, so I'm not making light of that at all. But yeah, it's my collection is probably going to go some crazy directions coming up, right? Like you just said.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
And also in the, on the hashtag support indie wrestling front, and I urge you guys all to support these guys, man, these guys that we draw so much entertainment from, please support them because they are not working right now. A lot of these guys don't have jobs, or if they do, don't have jobs to go to. I bought myself, I know it's something small, but I'm going to get more stuff. A Danhausen pin. Very cool, very nice, very evil. I got it from the company's called Pollyanna, and I'll spell that Pollyanna at Pollyanna DIY. They're on Twitter, www.pollyannadiy.com. Danhausen has two pins on there. Very cool. Rachel liked it. She appreciates face paint. The Danhausen character is over in my house. So happy to get that. I'm going to get some more stuff. Dobro got us like a video. Did you see our advertisement on Ethan Page's vlog?
I did. That was very awesome.
Very odd, because I watched that vlog normally. I know that Dobro got us the video. I didn't know that that little video was going to be an ad on his show, which was fucking amazing, man. So thank you. Big shout out to Dobro. Big shout out to Ethan Page for putting in effort. You know what I mean? For editing. I mean, he could have just phoned it in and just said our name would have been good enough, but he actually put in effort and time, which is very cool because it, you know, makes people see that and makes them want to do it too. So all you podcasts out there, might be a good way to get your name out there is reach out to some of these independent workers, or, you know, I know that Ethan Page has a contract with Impact, but you know what I mean? That make their vlogs and do DIY stuff, because they'll include it. It's a good way to get your name out there. So thank you, Dobro, for that. And also, from the Fig Life Saints himself, the OG, Jeff Toon, gifted me. Wouldn't even let me pay for it, Barry. Wouldn't let me pay for it.
Shocking.
There's so much mutual respect. Because there's so much mutual respect between me and Jeff.
I don't know what I mean?
You wouldn't understand, because respect being the key word there. He sent me a Retro Series 10 JYD in a bigger Defender case.
And he probably stole it from Scott. Scott actually texted me and said he was missing a JYD and didn't know what happened to it. Now we know Jeff stole it and sent it to Eric. That Jeff Toon, nothing but evil.
And also I got Anthony Greco, the Ohio player, one of my G's, one of my homies. He sent me something. It'll be here next couple of days, so I'll talk about it next week. But follow him at Greco_Lector17. Lector spelled like collector without the C-O. So at Greco_Lector17. Good brother, man. Hit me up. Asked me if I needed anything. I was like, well, I'm kind of looking for this. Boom. You know what I mean? Got it for me. You know, cost plus shipping in the mail. Tracking number immediately. So shout out to Anthony for that, man. I really appreciate that. But other than that, man, laying real low. I'm just going to kind of take this time to enjoy the collection that I have. Look at the figures and organize my figure room. I know a lot of people, Ty's wife's husband, he organized his collection. So take the time to do that, man, and just enjoy what you have, because this legwork, it will pick up on the other side of this. I assure you that. Barry, why don't you go ahead with your legwork?
Yeah, I actually sent out a Peyton to Derek for the Billy Kay. So that's how we ended up with extras. Did that on one of my trips to Walmart. I stopped but they had reset they had put the WrestleMania display out, picked up a Cactus and a Booker T, also picked up an Anvil for future, you know, because I'm there, I'm like, I'm just grabbing. So, you know what I mean? Because I don't know how many times I'm going to get a get out. So it's like, let me grab, you know, just grab stuff. I actually, and this is a funny story, Eric. I don't even think I told you that. So I roll up on the WrestleMania display. And I have found a local that collects out here. And I think that's who has been, you know, stealing my figures. And so we have this little confrontation at the display. And my only issue is it's a lady who is in her 50s. And she's buying for her grandson. So let me tell you what I did. Like a true gangster.
Right.
I walked away. I let her get whatever she was getting for her grandson, and then I went back and got what I was getting. You know.
That's how you do it.
Just because it's, you know, like I said, we're all about fuck them locals, but not the children. Not the kids.
Man, I got this golden rule that if I'm in the fig aisle and a kid walks in looking at the Rustin figures, I always step aside.
Yes.
And there could be some, unless there's a Harley hanging on the pegs, I'm stepping aside.
Now listen, if Harley's hanging on the page, I may have hit that lady with a replica belt.
Oh, she'd have gotten boxed out. Right.
I would have threw this ass on her like two big hams and fucking knocked her through the clock aisle.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she knew what time it was. But no, I did. I let her grab whatever figure she was getting. I think she actually took one of the anvils, but there was two. She didn't take them both, nothing like that. And then I grabbed the other one when she was gone. And like I said, I got a Cactus, a Booker T. Sith Lord Sammy sent me a Wendy Richter. Haven't seen that series out here at all. So that was very awesome of him. And I think that's damn near about all I got. I mean, like I said, but it was kind of cool to see, you know, a grandma in there, you know, going, buying figs for her grandkids. So that was really cool.
Yeah. Especially during this time, you don't want to take the kids to the store and stuff. She's probably there getting necessity shit. You know, times are hard enough. Ain't no sense in being, you know, greedy over elite figures, right? There's no need for that. So not during this time. No, plus this woman's probably stuck at home with kids all day. It's probably like keep them occupied.
Right. And like you said, there, it's not like there's, you know, Harley or, you know, something like that hanging that is like, holy shit, you know? So yeah, it was, you know, I will steal a Harley from a kid. I don't care. I will put that out there publicly. But other than that, the kids can have whatever they want.
Yeah, I had to go to Walmart, and I was in and out, man, in and out. And I saw the WrestleMania display, but it looked like a bunch of top picks. But again, I wasn't trying to hang out in that Walmart at all. So there was too many people in there. They were being rude, and people were fighting, masks on. It was a crazy scene. So I got one thing of distilled water because they only let me buy one and went back to work. Because that's what they need. They need me to get distilled water.
Hey, I ain't mad at you, brother. Don't get stabbed over toilet paper.
Right, right. Now, Barry, we're going to try something a little different this week. I don't even know if I told you we're going to do this.
Probably not.
Go to WWE Shop and go to the t-shirts. Okay. There's a few on here I would like to talk about.
What about Chris Rucker's $10 Becky Lynch shirt?
No, nobody's wearing that.
Oh, well, that's true, too. Poor Rucker.
Good dude. Bad taste in wrestling.
Hey, you can't blame the guy. I mean, he thinks one match is a program.
I didn't respond to that tweet. I love you, Rucker.
This poor dude. I mean, that's all I can say.
Oh, he's gonna be in your. I don't know if he texted you, but he's at least gonna be in your DMs tomorrow.
I will be waiting with bated breath. Look, I can deal with Rock as long as it ain't fucking White Marty. I'm good.
He only talks whenever Rucker puts his hand up his ass.
White Marty?
Yeah, only when he controls that puppet.
Hey, they drink Maker's Mark together. So
I do. I am jealous of that. I wish we drank Maker's Mark on the show. They got that part right.
Yeah.
No, but I love those dudes. Yeah. Go check them out. Boots of the Face. They're being real creative right now with just being downtime, you know, of doing watch alongs and talking different topics. And I really like how they're branching out. So check those guys. It's all in good fun, guys. Check them out, dude. They run a really good show over there. Rucker has a Cowboys podcast too. It's great.
So. And White Marty has cowboy boots and their Ariat boots and corduroy jeans.
I don't even know what Ariat boots are.
It's some rodeo. He thinks he's a pig farmer out in California. He ain't about.
Well,
he
anyway,
ain't about
go to WWE yet. Shop and go to the shirts. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Some shirts I like to talk about. First off, these goddamn Gronk shirts.
Terrible.
Gronk had probably one of the most awkward introductions I've ever seen. When he was spastically dancing on the way to the ring with nobody in the building.
What I noticed first from Gronk was that he is now off the roids. He is steroid free.
Well, he's on the cannabis now.
Gronk has dropped about 40 pounds of muscle.
Which is typical. A lot of those NFL guys do that. Joe, you ever seen Joe Thomas?
Joe Thomas.
He's real sleek now.
Joe Thomas lives about 45 minutes from me.
You never told me that, ever.
A kid that wrestles that I know, Joe Thomas actually invites him out to go hunting and stuff.
Man, Joe Thomas has been a rose in the Cleveland Browns thorn bush for many years. That guy has, I don't wish that career. As great as he was, first ballot Hall of Famer, I thought should have been, probably was considered for the NFL Top 100. I mean, just played on some dog shit teams, man. There was a point where, like, I wanted them to trade him to Denver when they had Peyton Manning, just so he can get the proper shine, because he never got it in Cleveland. That's a shame. Anyway, back to the shirts. Back to the Gronk shirt. So we have two Gronk shirts. We don't have any Liv Morgan shirts,
which is a travesty.
There's other superstars that don't have shirts. Now Gronk has two. Gronk Mania. Then just the regular Gronk. To me, I mean, very basic logos on black shirts. Don't love it at all. So don't think he should have got. I can see the Gronk Mania because he's the host of WrestleMania. I don't know if this dude's going to work. I don't know what his job's going to be, what his role in WWE is going to be, but I sure hope it ain't dancing on the way to the ring every night. That shit was embarrassing. But, two shirts, well, three shirts I really like at the top right here. This KO Mania 4 shirt is awesome. A takeoff of WrestleMania 4, even got the 4-hour spectacular. WrestleMania 4, close to the feels for me. You know, one of my earliest memories of watching wrestling was WrestleMania 4, that I've actually, like, understanding and having a favorite and being invested in it. Love WrestleMania 4. I know it's not, like, aesthetically one of the most pleasing to watch, but as a kid with a tournament, I loved it. I'm a KO fan, too, so I love this shirt. It's great. We know he does a KO Mania shirt every year. This is probably the best one he's done. I'm looking at KO Mania 3 right now on the Chase 66 figure. Yeah, I like this a lot better. Also, WWE being funny. I like it. The I Wasn't There WrestleMania shirts as opposed to the I Was There WrestleMania shirts. Very, very funny. You know, has the dates on it. Too big for just one night. Maybe we talk about that on a wrestling show sometime because I think, so what, last year wasn't very big? Or next year we do it one night, that's not very big? So come on, don't insult us. And also, WrestleMania 36, again, with all the superstars on the front and the back, I wasn't there. So I think those shirts are very funny. Barry, your thoughts on those shirts we just talked about?
I like the KO Mania shirt. I think that's really cool. The WrestleMania 36, I wasn't there shirts. You know, it's funny, but it's sad. You know, I guess it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
It's just, I wouldn't buy it. Just because it's a spoof shirt, I get it, but just sad, you know, to see WrestleMania in an empty building is going to be really, really weird. And yeah.
Yeah, it's a sign of what we're in right now. I think this WrestleMania is going to be very historic for many reasons, not all of them being positive, but you know, they're doing what they can. They might as well address the elephant in the room with it. I have no problem with it. And it sucks for a lot of friends I knew that were supposed to go that not, you know, are not going now. It sucks, man. You know, I think Tara was going to take her kids down there.
Yeah, she definitely was. And maybe, you know, we'll go next year. You know, we might, doing the favor, might run up in California and I'll hammerlock Jeff Toon in his hometown.
He's from San Francisco.
I don't give a shit.
It's in Los Angeles. It's like a different cities.
California state. His home state. And Scott will help me.
We'll be going to Dobro's hometown.
Dobro can... We'll have a meal. We'll go have, to In-N-Out Burger.
You ever had In-N-Out Burger?
Absolutely not.
I have.
How are they?
It's good.
Well, that's shocking. Did you get extra cheese?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to take the gimmick down just a little bit behind the curtain. I do have a penchant for fast food.
That's right.
That's my one weakness. You don't. You're not a big fast food guy.
That's true. I'm not.
And I am. That's kind of the funny thing. Everything else is pretty much true. But for whatever reason, man, I've always loved fast food. I know it sucks. It's terrible for me. I don't do it often, but when I cheat, my big cheat meals are, I love a Whopper. I love the big fish sandwich from Burger King. Burger King has the most trash fries, though. You got to get onion rings. Wendy's is good. I like the 4 for $4. I get the junior bacon, no tomato, because I got diverticulitis. Nuggets, mustard sauce, fries, Coke. McDonald's, oh, man. I love a Big Mac. I get a different bun because I can't have the seeds. But I love a Big Mac, man. I'm just classic. KFC, you can't go wrong with a two-piece, extra crispy. I get the macaroni and cheese because the gravy, all that chicken and shit, you got to kind of, that gravy's just too much on my stomach. I can stomach the macaroni and cheese. Yeah, I can go on and on. I do love fast food. I do it about once every 2 or 3 weeks.
I'm big. I love Wendy's and I like Arby's. And other than that, I mean, I'll do some Pizza Hut or something like that, but man, I can't do McDonald's. I can't do a Burger King. I'll do a regular chicken sandwich, the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Not the fucking cheap round ones. Not them. But for the most part, I like to, a restaurant, a nice little place. I'll go to Bernard's Tavern and have cold chicken wings or a Juicy Lucy that was terrible. I'll suffice with that,
So, yeah, I mean, Barry, you saw where we live. We have many choices to eat. So, I got a Chick-fil-A, Steak and Shake, both less than a mile from my house.
Then why the fuck did you take me to Chipotle? Because
You never had it, and that was the gimmick. That we talked. Okay, all right, hold on. Hold the fuck on real quick. We're going to break the fourth wall here, okay, guys? How long do we talk about a live video of Barry ordering his Chipotle for the first time? You were aware of this, right, Barry?
I was not.
Whoa. You know we tape our show, right?
Yeah.
It's been mentioned many times. Guys, get in the comments. Let me know. Like, this was talked about. We got in the car. I said, we're going to go to Chipotle and go live. Okay. I know I said at home, we're going to go to Chipotle and go live. On the way to Chipotle, all right, man, get ready to go live. Okay, man. We get in Chipotle, and there's nobody in there. A miraculous thing. That never fucking happened. Obviously, with what's going on today, I guess it wasn't too miraculous. But, it was. But then, even then, the panic wasn't there like it is now, right? So, we go to Chipotle. I say, hey, man, I'm about to go live. All right, cool. I go live. This dude acts like he was completely shocked that he was on live and completely annoyed by it.
I was annoyed by the guy behind the counter who was trying to dump a gallon of vegetables or whatever the fuck that was on my tacos. And luckily,
it was tomato salsa.
Oh, I mean, I literally, you could watch that video. I'm like, no, don't do that.
Because you said you wanted salsa.
That. No, he was like, I thought he said sauce, like, did I want like hot sauce, medium salt, whatever. And I was like, yeah, sure, medium. And he just grabs a whole fucking scoop.
Which their salsa, that's their medium salsa.
And he was wrong. He almost got hammerlocked.
So Barry went to Chipotle. There was this huge buildup for Chipotle. It was fantastic. I ended up deleting the live video. It was so terrible. Mm-hmm. But this dude went and got tacos with meat and cheese. No sauce, no fixings, no nothing.
That's basic. Basic.
Incredible. All right. Still on WWE Shop, by the way. I don't know how we keep getting off these tangents, but here we are. I'm scrolling down. I see mom 316, dad 316. Don't understand that. Maybe I'll get Rachel. Rachel has a Steve Austin shirt on right now.
Nice.
I like the Cesaro Wrestling Purist shirt. I've seen him wear that out before. I think that's really cool. Really simple. You know what I mean? It looks like something you'd buy off Pro Wrestling Tees. Kind of has an indie feel to it. I like it. There are some retro shirts down here. Walter's got a nice shirt. Yes. Okay. Got the NWO Outsider shirt. Big fan of it. NWO Six Ball shirt. Big fan of it. There's a Hulk Hogan NWO for Life. If you're into that kind of thing, I'm not really a Hulk Hogan fan. Like the Edge shirt. It's easy being sleazy. Retro. Any retro I like. Who we got? We got Mia Yim's got a Head Baddie shirt. That's pretty cool. Bianca Belair, I love that shirt. I should have bought it at fucking NXT when I was there. I did not. What else we got here? You know, it's funny that Vince doesn't want WrestleMania numbered anymore. He said it makes it seem old. But all these shirts say 36 on it.
Right.
I think that Seth Rollins Monday Night Messiah shirt's stupid.
The Revival say, yeah, $10.
Yeah, they're on their way out.
That's
NWO yeah. Wolfpack red shirt. A lot of these shirts are $15. They run daily specials a lot of times. So go to WWE Shop. Shop.wwe.com. I'm sorry. Go there. They run daily specials all the time. If you roll down further, Barry, you have the fanzine shirts. You got a Hulk Hogan. You got a Ric Flair. You got a Shawn Michaels. You got a Jake the Snake, which looks fucking amazing. I love that Jake. And an Ultimate Warrior. And a Macho. Okay. Yeah, probably going to get the Macho Man. You got a WrestleMania 17 brand vintage tubular t-shirt. Very cool. Love WrestleMania 17. But yeah, that's... What else they got here? I don't come on WWE Shop as much as I should here. Let's see what they got for figs. King Mabel, Elite 68 for $35. Just Ooh. Rate me, why don't you? My God.
Whoa.
Whoa. Elite 69 Miz, $26. What? WWE Shop putting that tax on us, man. Jeff Hardy and Edge, WrestleMania 35 2-pack. Battle pack, $30. Come on.
Jeez.
Saw that at Ollie's for $12. Do love the WrestleMania 35 Elite Skull. Guessing you can get better deals on all these on Amazon.
yeah, but you don't know how it's coming.
Yes, very true. Very, very, very true. If the Bobby Roode entrance rate, $32. What?
Jesus
Christ. All right. On with them. I'm done with those. Let's go to Pro Wrestling Crate, Barry. This is a good crate. We have this month's theme. This month's theme is the USA. They've already said you were going to get a Dusty Rhodes shirt. So that's one of the shirts. Also in the crate, Kurt Angle, Flip Gordon, Cody, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Sergeant Slaughter, and Lex Luger. I'm going to go ahead and say... I wouldn't mind a Lex Express shirt. That's fun.
I was going to say your autograph is going to be Hacksaw, Flip Gordon, or Luger. Maybe Sergeant Slaughter.
Flip Gordon, I think Flip Gordon will be the micro brawler.
Okay.
I think we're going to get a Lex Express shirt, go along with Dusty. I think Hacksaw is going to be the autograph, him or Slaughter. Could have a Cody DVD or a Slaughter shoot. He could be the DVD. I don't know. We'll see. But you get a Dusty shirt regardless. We do know that going in. And I don't think I'm breaking any big spoilers here. It's, you know, it's on their website. So very cool. Check that out. Let's go to Amazon, Barry.
All righty.
Take a big drink of something red here. I apologize.
Pinoy Noir, whatever fuck you drink.
Pinot Noir.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I try to get it in a little bit. Nothing too crazy on here. Got the Elite 75 Mandy Rose for $20. I don't know what their shipping's like right now. So, again, with all this online stuff, like, might have to give it some time. Probably not going to be the normal timeline. So, just a heads up. Elite 67 Velveteen Dream, $15.96. And these... WrestleMania Elites, the Matt Hardy, Kofi, and Cactus Jack, Mick Foley, whatever you want to call it, $15.88, which you can probably get, you know, if you can't go to Walmart right now, you're stuck at home, it's the same price you're going to pay at Walmart. Barry, this EC3 Elite 70 you love so much, $14.99.
Okay.
The Big Show, Elite 71, I think it's a great figure. And I've before all this hit, it was sitting on pegs at the Target by my house. It's $15.88 on Amazon right now. I suggest you get it, man. It's a good figure. I like that figure a lot. Best Attitude Era Triple H, $11.76. Got a Morocco on there for $22.99, which is very dope.
Got
anything jumping out at you?
Stinger for $18.99.
Which Stinger? Is it Defining Moments?
No, it's that Elite, is it 62 or something like that?
So I have mine. It's in box. I really want to unbox it because I want to Sting loose. I really do. But that jacket, I mean, not a lot of mobility there for the Stinger.
Right. Well, I was going to throw a shitty comment out there, but Chris Rucker would be on me.
I love Sting. I might be on you, too.
I was just going to fuck with him and say Sting wasn't mobile anyway.
Sting was great. No Sting slander here.
Right. I love Sting.
Speaking of Rucker, we got Elite 72 Becky Lynch for $16.90.
Jeez.
So all you Becky stands out there, grab that. Natalya, which I think is a great women's figure, was at Elite 74, I believe, $19.99. Yeah, this is good shit, man. Not terrible on Amazon. Let's see if we got anything new on here. As you can see, we're super prepared this week, but just
we
trying something
are.
New, man.
We always are.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing really jumps out at me here as far as new stuff. See a lot of basics, some top picks.
Warlord, 1995 prime shipping, flashback collection.
How much?
1995.
Get the Warlord in you, buddy.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it. You ready for Jobbing with Josh's segment, even though he was the big winner this week?
Well, see, now he can buy a fucking Jerry Lawler shirt or something.
Well, I will say they're having a live drawing right now an action figure raffle for $1. I think you can buy up to, does it say how many tickets you can buy? Is there a limit? I'm not sure. Proceeds go to High Spots to recoup losses from the cancellation of WrestleCon. 20 figures available. Do you have an autographed either Stone Cold, Sting, Mankind, Ric Flair, Sheik, Kane, AJ Styles, Brutus, X-Pac, Kurt Angle, Razor, Virgil, Lex Luger, Mr. Anderson, Boogeyman, Rey Mysterio, Magnum TA, Nikita Koloff, or Warlord? So enter the raffle. They're giving away 20 figures, all signed. So yeah, good for them. Gotta support these guys, man. You know, we all love independent wrestling. I've watched High Spots pretty a lot when I was quarantined up last week. Man, their site just takes forever to load. Let's go to some new shirts we have here right now. Sami Callihan's got a row of shirts. Good for him, the Ohio player. Drew Gulak's got a shirt on here. Alexander Hammerstone. Danhausen got a new shirt. Danhausen Jim looking very stoked, very, very yoked up, very evil. We have three fantastic new Macho Man shirts. I think I need to get that black Macho Man Randy Savage Tower of Power.
Power. Too sweet to be sour.
That's fantastic. I love that. Call it to the Memphis days, right?
There it is. And a cup of coffee. Ricky Steamboat's here for a cup of coffee.
An old school Dustin Rhodes shirt. Really like that. Colt Cabana autograph photo, $12.99. Beer City Bruiser. Pretty sweet. I like Beer City Bruiser, by the way. Major Brothers got a new shirt on here. Colt Cabana got a new shirt. I'm also a wrestler based on his line of AEW Dynamite last week. Them boys waste no fucking time, do they? Getting shirts up. All Elite Wrestling. Brody Lee's got a new shirt, the Exalted one. He's actually got two shirts. Matt Hardy's got an amazing shirt, all Elite Wrestling right there.
I see that.
That's
yeah.
Very cool. I like that a lot. Fat Ass Masa got him a new shirt. Bull Nakano. You like that?
I'm trying to. Ooh, yeah, that looks good. The Empress.
Very cool. Let's go over to new arrivals. That's what Josh is wearing right now. Well, let's go to top sellers. I'm sorry. Josh is wearing all the tops. Josh is basically all in the top sellers segment every week. When he changed his name, it was Jobbing with Josh. The fuck's he call himself now?
Shoulders on the mat.
Shoulders on the mat, Wennis.
Trying to confuse everybody.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. All right. Going 10 here. Number 10. You have the Death Triangle, which we know is, you know, what are they calling themselves now? Santana and Ortiz and Pac. Did you see the Death Oreo?
I did not.
Private Party and Joey Janela.
Ooh.
That was their name. I didn't say that. That was their name. They named it. Kenny Omega, Omegatron, that we saw it last week, number 9. Number 8, Cody Nightmare Family Red. All profits go to United Way COVID-19 Family Support Fund. Number 7, we have Brody Lee, the Exalted One. 6, the Inner Circle with like kind of the Guns N' Roses take on it. Number 5, freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy. Number 4, Orange Cassidy yearbook photo. The man is over. Number 3, Matt Hardy, My Delete Is All Elite. Number 2, Chris Jericho, The Rules of Jericho. All profits go to the World Health Organization COVID-19 Response Fund. And the number 1 selling shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees last week, All Delete Wrestling, Matt Hardy. So Matt Hardy's got 2 of the top 3. Orange Cassidy has 5 and 4, holding strong. So, yeah, good on them, man, getting this shit over. That's fantastic. Barry, you got anything else this week, man? I miss anything?
No, sir. I think, you know, considering what all's going on, what all's out there, you know, you guys just stay safe. Keep it, you know, keep it indoors. Keep yourself and your family protected. And, you know, let's get this shit out of the way, man, so we can resume normal life.
We are going to do more watch-alongs. We are going to do more live unboxings. We are going to do more Q&As. So we're going to do more fan-friendly stuff until all this stuff passes. Obviously, the legwork's going to be a little hindered. But in the meantime, you know, we still have the support of the community, support each other. It's great. So we're going to continue doing more friendly stuff. Maybe have listeners on, listener segments, let them come on and talk. Just a thought. So a lot of ideas flowing. You know, it's a good idea for us and other podcasts really to kind of expand out of our comfort zone and try new things and try different things. That's how we're going to approach this. We're going to take this negative and turn it into a positive and try to make this an opportunity for us.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, any questions, anything like that, that you have for myself, you can follow me on Twitter at bfrost28. And Eric, drop the credentials, sir.
You can follow me at ericbrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. Search us on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, Google Play by searching Doing the Favor Podcast. Rate and review, subscribe. We really appreciate that. Apparently, there's an algorithm involved. So, Barry, when you figure out what algorithm means, let me know. And apparently, that's a good thing for us. Also, go to whatamaneuver.net. Go to Doing the Favor. Scroll down. Buy our first time in the line shirt. We have white shirts. We have black shirts. We have gray shirts. We got Barry 3X size. We got Barry's big women sizes. We got GBM's whale sizes. We got, you know, all that stuff. Hova, you know, he's with a young tender, a small statured tender date that night. We have sizes for her too. If you shoot one past the goalie, we got infant sizes. You know? So, and also, guys, hang out after the show. Listen to Big_Bane's outro. It is fire. It's the most fire outro in the game. He blessed us. Thank you so much, Bane. We really, really, really appreciate that. Guys, check us out. Let us know what you think.
Absolutely. And there for a second, Eric, I thought you were going to say a young tenderoni. I thought you were going to take it back to the Bobby Brown days.
Ain't no humping around.
That's his prerogative.
I knew Bobby Brown.
But thank you guys for listening. This has been awesome. Love doing these shows. Thank you guys for your continued support. And with that, good night and God bless.
Yeah. It goes 1, 2, 3 into the foe. Eric and Barry are up with ETF, and that's for show. If you don't come correct, you get your ass fold. So take a minute and chill until the next episode. Doing the favor, always bringing the heat. That's why Barry got your girl doing legwork in the sheets. My dude Eric holding down for the streets. Them Ohio players got the ears to the beat. Gotta say that we appreciate the time. Whether you're on the job or trying to unwind. Just a few more days until we're back live. Yeah. it will be your lifeline. I know you feel me on the mic with the flavor. Let it marinate in something to savor. We ball so hard, this is a layoff. Until the next time, doing the favor. Yeah, doing the favor. Doing the favor. Doing the favor. Until next time, doing the favor.